Gross. Build a big
little life. Well, we're back.
Let's build a big little life. Here's a fun thing we could all do. Because Dallin literally rubs my feet during this entire podcast, if you can find somebody to rub your feet while you listen to this podcast, take a picture and then tag it with at the Dashleys and we'll see that.
And we'll repost it.
And we'll look at it and we'll repost it.
Hey, you guys, we are glad to have you with us for our second podcast ever recorded. Today is going to be a fun one. We are doing things we wish we knew before we were married, right? About marriage.
It's kind of part of a series. This episode is what we wish we knew about being married before we got married. And then the next one is going to be what we wish we knew about being parents before we became parents. And this one was actually pretty hard for me because knowing that we're going to do that other podcast, all I could think about was like the 7 zillion things I wish I knew about being a parent before I became a parent.
Some of them might overlap.
It's true. So Dallin and I did this cool thing where I was like, don't tell me anything that you're going to say so that it's like a real conversation. Also, when he tells me what he's going to say, I kind of blank. And all I can think about are the things that he's going to talk about. And I have no original thoughts. So we haven't talked about this. Side note, Dallin has put much more effort into this than I have.
I wanted to get my thoughts down because when I get put on the spot on this, I'm like, communication is good. Let's get started right away with number one. Go first, Ash. We both have lists. Like Ashley said, we haven't talked about each other's lists. So this is all new to us and hopefully we'll bring some value to you guys as well, whether you're married or not. Side note, because we put these things doesn't mean, at least for me, doesn't mean that I'm perfect at these things. It's just that I know them better now and I'm trying to be good at them. But I don't want it to seem like, yeah, I'm perfect at this stuff now. This is definitely unqualified advice. Hashtag unqualified advice. We'll probably be using that a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Number one, Ash, why don't you just get started?
Okay, so the number one thing I wish I knew about being married before I got married was that, like, I feel like leading up to marriage, at least for me personally, it was like a checkoff, like, okay, like, finish school, check. Okay, go to college, check. Okay, like, learn how to drive, check. Not in that order. I did driving first. But, and then we got married and it was like, check. And then the next thing on my mind was like, okay, like, when are we going to have kids? So we can check that off. I wish I knew that the checklist could end for a long time, like when you got married.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like the whole like teenage life into the 20s, like get a job, finish college, get a real job, like do all those things. I feel like they happened like 1 year after the other. And I was like in this rhythm, like, okay, like it's another year. Like I gotta like, I can't like waste my time and be lazy. Like we gotta do something. I wish I just didn't have that in me because I feel like I don't want to like say we didn't want George because he was definitely like a planned person. Like he was planned and we tried for him, but I almost feel like we felt, and it wasn't like anyone pressuring us. I mean, you get married and everyone's like, when are you going to have a baby? Mm-hmm. And like, at least in my family, like the time to have a baby is like, you usually have your first kid, like within the first 2 years, which probably isn't normal for like the majority of families across America. And I just kind of wish Dallin and I had just like, because we stressed about it a lot before like deciding on George. I wish we had just like not and just kind of enjoyed the whole like, it's just us. And I think we did, but I think we were like, this has to end sooner than later. And I almost wish we had let it go on a little bit longer.
Oh, so you're thinking of the next box to check of have kids after getting married?
Uh-huh. Like as soon as we got married, I was like, I mean, like I was a teacher, so I was like done with children. I was like, no, like let us not bring children into our house for a mm-hmm. while. But then at the same time, I was like the other person living inside my body, like controlling my life was like, no, you need to have kids like ASAP as possible. Like get on that, girl. So I don't know. I think it would have been better for Dallin and I. Not better. Again, we love George and we love having George. But I just think now that we have kids, I kind of wish we had had more just us time to like do things. Like we could have done so much. Like now, like basically our nights consist of us like sitting next to each other, fantasizing about like
all that we
this
could
imaginary
have done
date we could be on
during that first 2 years.
Didn't have two babies sleeping upstairs.
Yeah.
And like when we were in that moment where we could have done that stuff, we were just poor and we couldn't do anything. So I almost wish we had like even just a year of not being poor before babies.
Uh-huh.
Where we could be like, we went on one cruise. We did go on a cruise. We
that
couldn't afford like a big honeymoon. So we saved for like a year and then we went on a cruise. And that was like right after the cruise is when I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. And we have like this picture on our wall and we like stare at it as we like rock children to sleep. And we're like,
oh. And they're just screaming at us.
Remember when I fit in a swimsuit? Remember when we like went on that cruise and we just like ate dinner for like 3 hours
and like talked to each other?
Yeah. And we like, we literally like teared up looking at that picture and been like, what happened? Like, why didn't we do this more? Man.
Yeah, that's something that I was thinking about writing down too. It didn't make my top list, but like it was treasure the moments before you have kids.
And maybe, and I think a lot of people do this, but like give your like marriedness like a couple years to like ripen before you just start procreating.
Yeah.
But again, you know, when it's right, it's right. And I honestly think like it was right to have George, like so many amazing blessings. And like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to, I wish we did more things. I wish we had more money so that we could have done more things.
Be rich when you're married so that you can use a lot of the money to do fun stuff before you have kids.
Right.
There
basically,
we go.
That is number my advice.
Number one. Be rich. Okay. Easy. Just kidding. No, but that's awesome. That's good advice. Don't stress about having kids. Don't listen to other people's.
Have kids. Kids are great. We're not like anti-children,
no,
obviously.
Of course.
We've had 2 children in 2 years.
But don't feel pressure to have kids. And a lot of people will tell you to have kids, especially your parents,
or
because they want grandkids.
A better way to state this is prioritize experiences before children, because while you can still have fun with kids, like that's what our vlog is all about.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things that become not fun with kids: restaurants, movie theaters, the car. What I would pay
cruises
to just go on a car ride with Dallin for like a road trip. Road trips are like literally like, I like get stomach ulcers thinking of road trips
with kids,
with children. I just can't.
A lot of things get exponentially harder or impossible once you have kids. So treasure that time. That was really good. Okay, moving on. I wish I knew that the honeymoon phase was a real thing.
I know exactly where Dallin is going with this.
Yeah, no, it's like, I mean, if you've read the 5 love languages, there's a whole chapter, which is my next point. I wish I had read that book.
Our marriage Bible.
I know. But he talks about how the honeymoon phase is a real thing, and the in-love experience, right? When you're smitten by somebody, you're just all consumed by them. They can do no wrong. They think you can do no wrong. Everything is perfect. And if something like a little red flag comes up, whether big or small, you're just like, it'll work itself out. It's fine. I love this person. They love me. And we are just going to have a happily ever after. No issues whatsoever.
The 5 love languages is like couples therapy for people who can't afford couples therapy.
It really is.
Hashtag
it's so good listening to Gary Chapman, the author, just talk to you. We listen to the audiobook and he just has a soothing voice. It was a really good, really good book. But basically he talks about how after about 2 years, you come down from that love high.
Or as soon as you have a child.
Or as soon as you have a child. And
it's just like when real life gets real enough to like make this like perfect happy thing that you and your spouse have, it like just when issues start coming up, like I don't even know how to say it. Like,
well, you come down and you realize that this isn't a perfect person. They do things differently than you. They have different ideas than you. They do some things that might actually annoy you.
How I described it to Dallin, like it was after James was born, and I just felt like we weren't connecting. I just felt like he was doing things that my best friend wouldn't do to me. Like I have a best friend and like, I would like look at Dallin and be like, my best friend would never do that to me. Like, why are you doing this to me? And it wasn't anything huge. It was just things that hurt me that Dallin had no idea were hurtful.
Yeah.
And I was probably doing the same thing to him. And then over time of us unknowingly, like, having these actions that the other person was taking as hurtful, we just kind of grew apart and we didn't feel like best friends anymore. I just felt like, I don't know, like a rancher.
A rancher? Where are you going with that?
Like, Dallin and I were working a farm and we had these two little baby cows we were just taking care of, but it was just all business.
You feed the cows?
Yeah, like, yep. I'll feed them. When are you coming in to, like, take them out to pasture?
Love and your analogies just, lately. Like,
then we just walk home together and go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
At that point, Dallin was like, what are you talking about? Like, of course I'm your best friend. Like, how can you not feel the love that I have for you?
I was like, I tell you I love you all the time. I tell you you're beautiful. I tell you thank you, like, for all these things you do.
Like,
it made Dallin
cry when I was like, I feel like we don't even love each other.
Yeah,
anymore.
And I was like, I'm working so hard for you every day at work. Like, I tell you that I love you. I tell you you're beautiful. Like, I try to help out with the kids all that I can. And what I realized is that Ashley, we had come down from that love high, and I realized that our love languages are different. And Ashley's,
like,
love language...
totally opposite.
Ashley's love language isn't words of affirmation, which is my love language. And her love language is quality time. And I hadn't been given her quality time.
Which translated...
at least enough quality time.
Like, basically means, like, when Dallin tells me he loves me, like, verbally, and when he, like, tells me I'm beautiful, I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a mean way. It's just like, cool.
It's just not how she receives love. But it's, like, how I communicate love.
If Dallin was ever like, hey, do you want to go for a walk with me? Like, or if he sees me going for a walk with the kids and he was like, oh, wait, I want to come with you, I would be like, he does love me. It's,
yeah, and
real.
I was like, oh, good. She's going to go on a walk.
And
I'm,
like,
going to get some stuff done.
For the last 2 years, I've been like, hey, come for a walk with me and Luna, or hey, come for a walk with me and the kids. And Dallin's been like, oh, I'm just going to shower, or,
yeah,
like, I need to study, or I have to edit. And I've just been like, he must not want to be with me.
And I had no idea. I was like, man, I tell Ashley all the time that I love her. Like, I'm sure she feels loved.
Or, like,
and then
vice versa. Dallin tells me all these things and I'm like, cool. Thank you.
Well, I mean, she says I love you back, but she hardly ever is
the
first one to say it.
I never was the first one to say it. Or, like,
yeah.
I don't ever go up to Dallin. Like, he'll always come up to me and be like, you are so beautiful. And I'm like, whoa, like, awkward. And I don't know why I feel that way, but, like, I don't think I've ever gone up to Dallin and be like, and just been like, man, your butt is giving me all the feels right now.
That would just make me the happiest man in the world. If
I know.
You told me that.
And, like, I, like, even saying that in the microphone, I'm like, it's like, I have to, like, throw it up out of my mouth to say it.
I wish it wasn't so hard for you.
I know.
Because that's my love language.
I know. And we're working on that. And I say a lot more than I used to say.
You do. You're making a lot of progress. And now I realize that, like, instead of saying I love you and telling Ashley how great she is and all these things, while still good, I can tell her that I love her by going on a walk with her and then, like, doing the dishes when I come home so that we can have more quality time. And she is, like, all worked up by me in a good way. She's feeling all the loves from me. Because I, like, am spending quality time with her and not on my phone and stuff. That is what I learned.
So read that book, y'all.
5 Love Languages Changed Our Marriage. And love becomes less of a, like, an experience and more of an action. He says love is a verb and it's like a choice. It's not like a in love or out of love type thing. You choose to love this person by speaking their love language to them. That is a huge thing that we learned. And Ashley and I are trying to speak each other's love language every day.
And it almost feels not like... has a very unromantic feel to it sometimes.
It does, but...
like when I'm just like...
romantic movies and books aren't real life.
Like when I'm like in the shower being like, okay, I need to say something nice to Dallin. Like, it's so weird because I'm like, can't you like feel my love? Like, because I'm always like, I'm married to you. Like, I wouldn't be here if I didn't love you.
Mm-hmm.
You think I would have kids with someone I didn't love? And like, that's my mind.
And that's
what
how
my
she
mind
thinks,
says.
Yeah.
And, but like, so I just like sit up in the shower sometimes and I'm like, okay, like what could I say to him? Because
really?
When I feel, when I say it, I'm like, this is so like, I don't know, like.
No, it's really hard for Ashley and I don't understand why, but I accept that it's hard for her and I know she's working on it, which I really appreciate. And she has started by doing like Instagram posts talking about me. Which,
I hate doing those too.
But I love them.
I'm
I read
like,
that all the time.
I don't want everyone like reading a love note.
Why?
because I don't want, I don't want people in our loveness, our like most private things that I would say to you. I'm more private than Dallin. Also, that should probably be
kind of
be
putting
said.
Ourselves out there with, you know, a vlog and a podcast.
I know, but like I do those things, but I'm not, I don't like profess my love to you on the vlog or the podcast or like,
you don't have to.
No, but Dallin really like, it's like a letter of my words. So like that means a lot to, for me to like write something about him. Mm-hmm. I just hate doing it on a, in a public setting.
You don't have to, but I do love them.
It does explain a lot. Like,
what?
Like one of our rules, like it, not a rule, but like I'm so much not a words of affirmation person slash so private about affection that like when we would go to like Dallin's family's house, he would always try and like kiss me or like, I don't know, like touch my butt or something. And I'd be like, get away from me. Like, do not touch me. Like, I don't know. And he's so not. And I'm sure that just damaged. It was like one little dent in the love relationship that eventually was very dented. And now we're undenting things.
We're undenting things.
Yeah.
Undentation. Okay, next. We're trying to keep this moving because we have a few things.
Okay, so this one's kind of just, I wish I had worked on my own issues a little bit more before we got married. Issues being inability to be wrong, my hatred of authority. Not that Dallin like lords over me. I just hate authority so much that I think I put myself in a position of authority, which is damaging again. And
to a team of like a marriage,
to a team thing.
Right.
I get super again with like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think I make a lot of things a power struggle that don't need to be. Like if he has ever like, for example, when I edit the vlog, if Dallin comes up and he's like, oh, you should do this. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
And I'm like, whoa, geez, just a suggestion here.
I don't know. And like in my mind, I'm like, why are you being such a butthead, Ashley? But I have issues. And I think everyone has issues, but I wish I had kind of like, but it's hard to work through those when you're single because you're just single. And like, maybe you don't even know you have those issues until you're like thrown into this like blended team dynamic. Like,
you don't know what you don't know.
Conjoin your lives and make it work kind of situation.
I can see why marriage is ordained of God. It's done a lot for me personally, you know?
Yeah.
Like I understand more. I have empathy for others. I understand how to talk
well
better.
I think like Dallin grew up in a family that has like a family culture and like the things that that family does are like just his norm. And then I grew up in a family with my own family culture and the things that my family did were the total norm. And then we got married and it was like, surprise, like what your family does is so different than what his family does. And like normal to him is like totally foreign and uncomfortable to you. And it's just super hard. And you kind of realize like, I don't know, what's the word? Like traits that you don't have. That don't matter in your family,
mm-hmm.
but that are like prevalent in his family, kind of. I don't know, like if that makes
like
sense. Like, my family I think is a little more opinionated than your family. Like, people just say what they feel and don't care if, like, it's just like, oh, that's how I feel. Like, I don't know if that's not how you feel. Like, that's fine, but that's how, I don't know. Like, I feel like for me and Dallin, like Dallin has a really hard time, like making like statements like that might be considered hurtful about, I mean, like, I don't, do you know what I'm trying to say?
You guys are more outspoken.
And
my family is more like, keep the peace,
like,
just kind of chill.
And sometimes as in a marriage, I'm like, just say it. Like, I don't know. And like vice versa, like probably just say it too much a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. So that leads to one of mine. Don't have any expectations, which is so hard to do, but expectations are resentments in the making.
I feel like my well, I feel like a great struggle I've had was not, was kind of like expecting you. I had like this best friend all through college and like, you're my best friend too, but like, I kind of expected you to like take over the role she had in my life and to be like, to do all the things that I love doing with her, that you would love doing the same things with me. And you don't, like, Dallin doesn't like singing along to musicals with me or going on walks as much as my friend did, or just, he does watch The Bachelor with me.
I do.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a whole nother episode.
Oh, we're doing Bachelor recaps when that starts. Right here. Big Little Life.
Right here.
Okay. No, that's really good. Like expectations about, shoot, how you communicate, expectations about holidays, expectations about, there's so many little things that you have built in expectations about, because that's how you grew up your whole life. And then your wife or your spouse comes in and they're like, what? No, it's done like this. And you're like, what?
I remember,
like,
what?
Oh, wait, I love playing games. And Ashley's like, no, I hate playing games. They stress me out so much. And I'm like, let's play by the rules when we finally get to play a game. And Ashley's like, I always cheat. I'm just like, try to get ahead.
Why won't,
like,
you cheat with me? Like, if you really love me, you would cheat with me.
I know. And I'm,
and
like,
we would win together.
What the heck? It's not fun if you cheat. We got to play by the rules. And that's, I'm just, like, how Ashley grew up.
I'm like, it's a game, Dallin. Like, if you're not cheating, you don't care enough about it.
So, or yeah, like little things. What was the one you thought of?
When we were first married in our first apartment, so Dallin and I would like read scriptures and pray together. And when we would read scriptures, he would want to like discuss it. And like, spiritual things are another thing I just keep super private. I don't even know why. Like, I'm a super spiritual person, I feel like. Like, I read like lots of books about like that dive deeper into religion. I like, I go to church every Sunday. I like went to a religious college. Like, I lived like, I like adopted certain standards into my life that I felt like were what Heavenly Father wanted for me. Like, I feel like a religious person. And then when we were married and Dallin and I would read scriptures together, it would always make him like frustrated because I wouldn't like voice my thoughts about passages. And one time I like looked at him and I was like, you think you're more spiritual than me? And he was like, maybe. And I was like, I was mad at him for like a week. I remember it just like broke my heart that you had, that you thought I wasn't, but you had this expectation that like when we got married, you like, you and your spouse would just like read scriptures and have these like huge spiritual conversations. And I was just letting you down, I think, every time, because I wasn't.
I had the expectation that we would talk more about it more openly and discuss it. And like,
and I don't, and like, maybe one day we'll get to that point. I don't even think we're at that. We don't even do anything anymore. We just pass out every day. Gosh. The end of the day.
Kids just throw a whole, throw you for a loop. We try to.
I just remember that, like, when I, that was one time I didn't, I think, meet your expectations, and I discovered it kind of.
Uh-huh.
And it was just tragic for me that you thought I wasn't spiritual.
How I live my, yeah, how I live like my beliefs is how different than how Ashley.
And I think the same thing when like you found out that I didn't think, like, I was thinking you didn't like love me as much, because I had this expectation that you would want to like
spend time with,
spend,
you
spend like all your free time, like, and we didn't have a lot. Like, Dallin was filming weddings every other night and then working full time. Like, we just didn't have almost any full any time, and we had two babies.
And I thought we were doing fine, because I would text you, I love you, call you, see how things are going.
And then I was just at home alone.
And
just
Ashley's just at home,
like,
feeling so
totally abandoned.
And then she tells
me
that.
And when I told him that, it just...
And I feel so mad and upset, because I'm like, what the heck? I'm doing so much for you, you know? And I'm working so hard, and I tell you all the time. And it's just, we weren't connecting there. Different expectations about how to give and receive love.
Yeah, work on that, guys.
Yep. So, okay. Here's another one. Don't take advice from other couples.
So Dallin and I have both had like friends on both of our sides. I've had a ton of friends, like, and they give you all this great advice, and you look at them and you think they know everything. And then, like,
because they've been married longer than you.
Because they've been married longer than you. And then the next day, like, it's just, it was shocking. Like, when my friends got a divorce and then your friends got a divorce. And it just kind of like made it very true to us to kind of.
That their advice isn't our.
Their advice probably applied more to them. And maybe it's true advice, but kind of maybe as a couple, search out your own advice instead of, I don't know. Does that even make sense? Just.
There's basic principles to follow. And then there's like specific things that a lot of people will tell you. Just stick to the principles and figure out your own specifics. And,
like, marriage is like children, I feel like. Like, I think people kind of treat the whole like parenting advice the same as marriage advice. Like, a dime a dozen. Is that a saying that applies? Like, like people have so much advice like, oh, like you should probably do this with George. Or, hey, like you should do this with George. This worked wonders for my kid. And like, it will do nothing. But for example, George sleeping, like everyone was giving us advice, like do this with him, do this with him, do this with him. And nothing was working. And then the one thing that did work was we bought him a tent, and now he sleeps in his big boy bed, like every night, all night. And like, no one was like, oh, the magic like secret to your problem is to buy George a bed tent. And I think it's the same with marriage. Like, probably the only person who can find an answer to your problem is probably you.
You and your spouse. And pray a lot, because God knows you better than anybody else. So pray a lot and then talk about it with your spouse and figure out your own advice. That also kind of segues into social media. You can like get expectations from what you see on social media. And then when your spouse doesn't live up to that, then you're like all let down and build up resentments.
And just like coming from, like, we have a social media, like that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And like, it is so hard to be real on it. And that's what we try. That's our goal, to be real. But like your initial, like when you're posting a picture, like you don't want to be real. Like you don't want to like, it's hard it's hard. Like if you're posting a picture to not be like, we had the best day and everyone was happy and we made the most magical memories. And don't we all look cute? Like, it's hard not to like spin it that way.
Those are the moments you want to share. Are the best moments.
Yeah, but like,
you don't want to share moments of kids screaming.
Even if it is a perfect picture, like there's probably like our family pictures, like they look perfect, but
yeah, the backstory to that was kids were screaming for 30
the
minutes.
The backstory that is
we
like
had to go in
literally
the car.
We have out of 5,000 shots, there were like 30 good ones where the kids weren't like crying. And I had to like, it took 2 hours because I had to nurse James every like 30 minutes, every like three poses in between for 30 minutes.
And then go in the car and warm up again. The photographer sitting in her car.
Luna ran away and barked at this person who, and like there was a truck stuck in the hill behind us, like revving his tires, and our kids wouldn't look at the camera.
Because they were like looking at these people screaming at their truck. And then you would know none of that because all you see is the picture, like the one out of 5,000 where all the kids are looking at the camera.
Right. George had a stick of gum in every picture and the photographer like photoshopped it out because he wouldn't not scream unless he had a stick of gum.
It's also hard because YouTube doesn't allow you showing kids in distress, or else that would be
and
very
not
real.
That we would, but
we
like,
don't want to show that either, but it just shows that
like you see a picture or a marriage or a family and all you see is like a second of a camera click. So
there's a lot more context, a lot more backstory than what you see. So don't set expectations, set your own expectations with each other. And it's a lot happier that way.
Maybe just, I don't know. I feel like my great like mantra the last year has just, I watch a lot of some of my own personal therapy that I give myself is to watch these shows like 19 Kids and Counting and Bringing Up Bates. Not because I want to have 19 kids, or like I even have different religious views than them. They are just so good at like speaking these like life truths. Mm-hmm. And like, and the way they say it is just so like pure and good. Like they're always like, there's a time and there is a season for everything. And I cannot tell you how many times I have said that this last year. Like there's a time and a season. And right now is not our time and our season to like do this thing or to like feel this way in our marriage. Like there will be a time and a season when Dallin and I can like just leave our kids at home and be like, hey, watch a movie. Mom and dad are going on a date, 13-year-old. But it's like not that time. And it's not that there's a time and a season when I will sleep at night. And then another thing they say always are saying is like, I feel like such
what?
A dork.
Why?
Like the only person who watches them for therapy.
No, I'm sure a lot of people
they're
do.
Always like, they're always asking each other like, what's on your heart? So it's very like, what's inside of, like, what is like the good that you want, or like acknowledging your emotions and all those things, which is like not something I'm good at. So I feel like that's really helped me a lot in our marriage. The baits are the reason we're still married. And then the last one is to, like, they always are like, just give yourself grace in this situation. And that's another thing I think that could be applied to my marriage / every marriage. Just like recognizing that, like, hey, it's never going to be perfect or look like this picture on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I hate,
there's like beauty in what I have. And like, if I'm not perfect in this, I still am like trying, and I can give myself grace and just like have positive thoughts about where I am right now, instead of just tearing myself down and my marriage down for not meeting expectations.
That's really good. Ashley and I are always reminding each other that we're on the same team. It's easy to jump into defense mode.
Yeah.
And like shut down your frontal cortex that does all the rational thinking, and just let the primal part of your brain that's like fight or flight just kick in. Like, you defend your position no matter what.
Uh-huh.
It's we always remind each other that we're on the same team, and like, let's work through this. You know what I'm saying?
Dallin being like a words of affirmation guy, sometimes I say things in like a blunt way, or I like exaggerate something to make a point, and then he'll take that very literally, and it will just like shut us down for like a good 4 hours. Hashtag our road trip home from St. George. Hashtag our road trip to St. George.
Yeah. It's just I don't think it's fully clicked in Ashley's heads yet that words are important to me.
And then Dallin will say that to me, and I'll be like, don't you know me? Like, don't you know that?
I'm like, no, like, speak,
I
tell
love
me.
You and you, I wouldn't say this to you if I loved you. Like, of course I don't mean that.
And yeah. Then, well, that's what we're working
that's
on.
That's our struggle right now.
There. Hashtag real reveal.
There it is.
So, okay, I have a few little more nuggets.
Dallin had a lot more than me, but I feel like I'm good at jumping in. I think I like get ideas as he says.
Ashley's a thinker. I think out loud and like have to write things down. Ashley thinks in her head before she says stuff.
I go sit in a closet or shower.
Or go on walks, and she's able to think in her head. I suck at thinking in my head. In my head, literally all there are songs.
There have like been like multiple occasions in our marriage where Dallin has just been like said like, random, like two random things, like a word from two separate thoughts. Like, he'll be like, baseball, chicken nuggets. And I'll be like, I'll be like, what? And he'll be like, what do you mean? Why don't you understand? But he just like, it's just like, if it's in his head, he speaks it sometimes.
Yeah. Baseball, chicken nuggets. Yeah, those are two
things. Or like, he'll be having this conversation with himself in his head, and then he'll just like, mid sentence in his head, start talking and be like, I don't know. He'll be like,
and that's another thing. Just say that to you.
The car went fast. Or I'll be like, what?
Yeah. And then I'm like, don't you know what I'm talking about? I think that's extroversion versus introversion, right? Introverts are so good at thinking about things before they say them. And I'm extroverted, where I like get energy by being around other people and thinking out loud and writing things down. Ashley gets drained by being around other people and thinks in her head before she speaks.
Or just, I just retreat.
And we really balance each other out that way if we allow each other to.
What you are, introvert or extrovert. That was a big struggle for us.
Yeah. 16personalities.com, by the way, is a really good place to do that. I love that. It's like a big quiz, and you figure out your personality, and it gives you like seriously 10 pages of explaining yourself to you,
Dallin,
about who you are.
Dallin, like, understanding what an introvert, he like, that was all last year. That was like the big struggle of last year, like, or the big like Dallin discovery, where he was like, you're an introvert, Ashley. And I was like, no, duh. And he was like, I know what that means now. And he was like, I suddenly get why, like, at every it's not you being a butthead every time my family gets together and wants to stay up all night and like party hardy and play like charade games. It just makes me want to die, and I just need to go to bed at 8.
Yeah. And a healthy marriage would give and take, you know?
And our latest family together times with my family and your family, I feel like have gone really well. Because Dallin has just, like, when I retreat...
I've been a lot more conscious of Ashley's needs.
Just, no, and it's just like, when I retreat, it's not...
I'm not like, why are you ditching us?
Yeah, why are you ditching us?
You're
everyone
antisocial.
Thinks you're weird.
I'm just like, oh, cool, yeah, Ashley's hanging out in the room for a while.
Yeah, and everyone's like, cool.
And everybody's like, cool. I was the one freaking out, worrying about what my family's thinking and like, and wondering why Ashley isn't fitting in with my family.
I but now go, I'm like, just retreat, like, and Dallin would be like, you need to get out there. Everyone thinks you're mad at them. And I'd be like, I'm not, I just need a minute.
I feel so bad. When in reality, they're just fine. They're probably wondering what's going on, if there's anything they can do to help. And in reality, Ashley just needs a minute to recoup and be by herself and regain that energy that is drained from being around other people for a long time.
Not just because they're Dallin's family. It's just all people. Like, I used to come home from teaching and literally sit in my closet because I needed like silence and darkness and like no stimulation, because I just spent 8 hours with 30 kindergartners.
Uh-huh. And this is where we're working on balancing each other out too, because like, I get energized by being around other people and I love being in public or like concerts, baseball games and stuff. And that's another area where we are working on like giving and taking and meeting each other's needs, because
basically the only person, like, if everyone in the world were to disappear except for like my dog, Dallin, my children, and like my immediate family and like my couple of best friends, like I would be fine.
Yeah. And I would feel so lonely.
I would be like,
I mean, I wouldn't great. Be like,
like,
I
let's
wouldn't be
go.
Lonely.
I'd be like, cool. Like, what, where do you want to go for a walk? There's some, no leash laws anymore.
I would just want to go do some fun stuff with you, like at a restaurant or public place or something.
I know. And I'd be like, oh, there's this quiet grove down here. Like,
mm-hmm. So yeah, this is what we're learning about each other. I would suggest new couples would do the 16 personalities together and learn about each other's personality traits. 16personalities.com.
Yeah. Well, okay. So wrapping it up, Dallin would suggest you do that. I would suggest, I don't know what I would suggest, just figuring out, like, I feel like you only figure these things out though, like when you've had like a year of like basically fighting about something that is like not getting resolved. And then you're finally like, oh, it's because of this. But maybe just be very open about your probably the personality type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think my great flaw was I didn't vocalize what I was feeling, or I vocalized it wrong and not like the root of it. Instead of being like, I'm an introvert, I just need a minute to regroup and just be in a quiet place, I was like, I feel super uncomfortable and anxious and I don't want to play those games. Or like,
and then I'm
do
like,
this activity.
I'm like, why the heck doesn't Ashley want to be part of my family? You know, yeah. But in reality, she's just meeting her introverted needs.
Right.
Yeah, that was huge. So a few more nuggets to close out. And this ties into everything we've talked about. Communication is not about what you say, but what they hear.
Dun, dun.
Let that sink in. Here's another one coming at you hot. Believe that behind every behavior is a positive intention.
I don't think that's always true, but that's a good belief.
It's a good belief to have, and it's like you live a happier life that way.
It's true, but I have done things before out of spite.
Well, shame on you.
Just to like throw that out there. So
yeah, well, it takes two to believe that behind every behavior is a positive intention, because instead of like, man, you're such a jerk, you say in your head, I wonder what she could mean by that. Let me seek more context. Like those are two black and white.
Yeah. My great like thing that I try to do is to treat. And like, I think a lot of people say like, treat the people. Like if you went out to a restaurant or like met someone you've never met before, you'd be like, you're just so gracious with them and like meeting their needs. And what do you need? And I just try and like treat my kids and Dallin that way. Or at least I try. Like,
don't take, like, you're not taking us for granted, you know? Don't take him for granted.
But just treat you like how I would treat, like, I don't know, like the president if he walked in, kind of thing. Like, I wouldn't, or like a coworker. Like, when I was working with someone and I disagreed with them, I wouldn't be like, you're such an idiot. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Where did you even come from? I'd be like, oh, like, what a great idea. Uh-huh. This is my idea.
Just being more respectful, I guess, and not.
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah, you can get used to being with somebody, but still keep that like curiosity rather than jumping to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
So people are doing the best they can with the understanding they have at the time. There's another nugget.
Yep.
Nobody thinks they're wrong. They were raised that way, or they really have come to the conclusion from their experiences that that way is the right way or the good way to do something. And so you can't just jump on them and be like, what the heck? They think they're doing the best they can with the understanding they have at the time. They think it's the best way. So like, come at them, oh, interesting, I've done it a different way, would you like to learn that? Or kind of just like with the mindset that you're on the same team.
It's like with
a shared understanding that you're on the same team. You're like, oh, I've always done it this way. You want to learn about that? And then we can explore the way that we want to do it together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or if they're like not meeting quote unquote expectations, not that we're supposed to have those. Like, it's like with kids, like you can't expect them to do things that aren't, that they're not capable of doing. And just because you're a grown up doesn't mean you're capable of all these, like, you know, like people have anxieties or fears or traumas or just things that everyone's working through. And just like with George, like we don't take him to a restaurant and be like, okay, 2 year old, like sit still and don't make a noise. Like he's not capable of that. So like just like I'm not capable of like thriving in like many situations. Like I think being aware of that and being, giving that person grace.
Giving them grace. And instead of jumping to conclusions, seek context.
And just understanding, like what you were saying, like they're doing the best that they can. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm having a freak out, it's because...
It's not like Ashley chose to have a freak out because she is a hateful person or...
Right.
She's doing the best she can with the understanding and with who she is at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a few little nuggets there at the end. Also, you're not marrying just a person, you're marrying a whole family. That's a whole other thing we could dive into, but probably don't have time.
So much just, to talk about.
Just know that their family is a big part of your life and you have to accept that and decide if that's what you want to marry into or not and before you marry into it.
Right. And I never grew up with I was always like, my family's important, but I never, and I think it's because my mom didn't have a huge like family dynamic. She did, but like we didn't live close to her family. And also like she was an only child and her parents were divorced. And then on my dad's side, he had 7 kids and like a happily married set of parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of did more with my dad's family. And I just never like saw in my head or like prepared myself for like a situation where that was different than that. Like where mm-hmm. my family wasn't like the chief family that like,
oh, so like you didn't really go to family gatherings on your mom's side much. It was always your dad's side.
Yeah. Like I've been to like one,
you didn't see your parents like share holidays or switch between families.
Sort like rarely, but it was mostly like we stayed at home at my house or we went to my grandparents on my dad's side.
Yeah, and I grew up seeing my older brothers, they're like do so good at switching between families for this and that. And like they both love their both families, and at least that's what I saw. And so I come into the marriage with all these expectations, and it's something Ashley and I have had to work out and set our own expectations and forget everything else that we thought would be true. And so that goes back to the other things we talked about.
Still working on it.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
We're getting good,
we're
better
practicing
after
what we
4 years.
But we're not like we're not yet to the point of what we're actually preaching.
Like we said at the beginning, right. We are not perfect at these. These are things that we're working on and that we've learned and we're still learning.
But hopefully if you're struggling with the same things, you can be like, oh, I'm not crazy
mm-hmm.
and alone and the only one struggling with this.
We hope you guys have gained some nuggets from this. If we've blabbered or didn't clarify or elaborate on something as much as you wanted, feel free to reach out. Again, we are not counselors by any means, but these are things we've thought a lot about, and we are married. We've been married for 4 years, something we're working on. So feel free to message us.
And we still like each other.
And we do. We do still like each other and love each other. And it's growing and it's not diminishing. So we're doing some things right.
Right.
As I rub Ashley's feet.
Right.
Feel free to reach out to us Instagram at the Dashleys or facebook.com/the Dashleys vlog. Message us there. Screenshot you listening to this podcast and post it on your story on Instagram and we'll shout you out on our story.
Big announcement. If you're listening to this podcast, like within the week that it's come out, we're doing a big giveaway just to like kick off the launch of Big Little Life and spread the word about our podcast. We're giving away a Blendtec, y'all. So
start off the new year making your healthy shakes.
Right. Or ice cream or salsa or guacamole, because we read the Blendtec recipe guide.
We know everything about it.
Hummus even can
Should
be made
we go
in
on?
A Blendtec.
Ice cream?
Soup? It can warm soup.
Weird.
Somehow.
Anyways, so all you have to do, the link is on all of our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube stories, all that. Description of this podcast, if you're listening to it within the week that we posted, first week of January, click on the link. It's going to take you to Gleam. There's a few different ways to enter. Basically, follow us on Spotify or follow us on iTunes and leave us a review there or Google Podcasts. And there's going to be a few other ways. and the winner will win a Blendtec. So go enter the contest.
Oh, you get extra entries if you're not, if you're already subscribed to these things, just stay there.
You can still get points for it. Just show that you're subscribed.
Right. You just have to show it. But if you're not subscribed to our YouTube or follow us on Instagram, you get extra points for that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. And we will see you next time here on Big Little Life with the Dashleys. High five.
Okay, bye. Build a big little life.